We have to start assessing.
You'd probably say that, Rabbi.
What?
Okay.
And he said, oh, he's on record. Okay. I got. Eat your cake. Okay. He said, we have to start understanding this chalos called Nisuin. I know you guys have spent a lot of time thinking about this chalos called Kiddushin, but there's another chalos out there, two chalos. Okay. You guys have been listening? You got to roll your eyes at least at my corny jokes. Two chalos. Okay. Oh, thank you. There's an extra. It's always the delay. There's this extra chalos out there, and we have to understand it. But being that everyone in the room, like, it was in their blood, like they knew Shas, like you know, fill in the blanks. He talked in codes. So let's recreate that coding. To understand Nisuin, what would you want to inspect? How would you decode the essence of Nisuin? Avi? Maybe, but that's very speculative. Moshe?
Understanding what creates Nisuin.
What creates the trigger of Nisuin? What do we call the trigger of Nisuin? Chuppah. We know what Chuppah is, but Chuppah is the halachic term that triggers the state of Nisuin. Just get those terms down. People sometimes get them wrong. Chuppah is the trigger that triggers the state of Nisuin. And the halachas of Nisuin are Yerusha, Hafaras, Bailim. When we first learned about Ishus, I collapsed them. I refuse to let you think about the difference. When we talked about the Chalos Ishus of Kiddushin, Yerusha, Hafaras, Nedarim, Sol Krovim. But those more or less set in. Most of the real halachos set in during Nisuin, for a Nisua. There are fewer halachos for Arusa. So to understand Nisuin, we have to understand the Nisuin trigger, called Chuppah, whatever Chuppah turns out to be. So, if Ravuna were teaching in, I'm going to pause for a second, can it be reformatted for Kiddushin? That's the shir. If you want to leave now and go back to this, that's the shir. The shir is always identifying what the real conversation is, not the coding. He said, Chuppah is kona b'Kiddushin. But by saying that Chuppah is kona b'Kiddushin, he was helping us understand Chuppah, and by extension, helping us understand Nisuin. As one of those hundreds of thousands of details of Nisuin, that if we just accumulated them and lined them up, we'd understand Nisuin in total. So that's the real question in our sugya. What did Rav Huna? So now we know what we're looking for, now we can learn the sugya. Now that we know that it's not about whether Chuppah is Kona B'Kiddushin, it's about how to understand Chuppah and how to understand Nisuin, and then Afkamina is, can Chuppah be employed to create the Chalos called Kiddushin? So Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Undaf Hayamad Aleph, okay, Chuppah kona mikal v'chomer. Now he tries to make a kal v'chomer from kesef. Kal v'chomer doesn't get very far. And that kal v'chomer morphs, the caterpillar becomes a butterfly. What does it become? Not a kal v'chomer, but a? Not a gzereshava. Gzereshava is a textual bridge. What? Tzadashava, I'm sorry. Tzadashava. Where you take multiple halachos and you find the LCD, the lowest common denominator, and if your derivative possesses that LCD, then it follows the same halachos. So if I say that Moshe and Rafi and Yaakov get to come to my house, and you know there's a fourth person, you don't know who that person is, say, what's the LCD between Moshe, Rafi, and Yaakov? They're all MTA guys. Okay, so Rachman, you're probably the fourth guy, because you're also an MTA boy. That's how Ma'at Sad works. We have Kesef, Shtar, and Bia that work elsewhere, and they work for Kiddushin. Chuppah works elsewhere, namely for Nisuin, and should also work for Kiddushin. That's the Ma'at Sad. It sounds like in the end, this may be important to understand Rav Huna's statement, which we'll talk about more tomorrow. Today we're going to talk more about those who disagree with Rav Huna. Tomorrow we'll focus a little more on Rav Huna. We don't possibly like Rav Huna going to most we've shown him. But in the end, it sounds like Rav Huna's halacha is based on a matzad. Limudim are very, very hot-wired to the essence. You can't just skip a lot of briskers. Yeah, let's get past the limudim, let's get to the logic. We spent a lot of time this zman on limudim. V'yatzachinam, ki'ikach. How do we understand staff from? Not enough spoons. Anyone have a spoon for frying? Ephraim, okay.
Take
the serving spoon.
I don't know.
No,
okay, use the knife. Okay. Okay, did everyone get? Okay, that is for Yaakov. Yaakov, who else is missing? Yaakov and Jeremy. Yes, we'll save this for Yaakov and Jeremy. Okay, Yaakov and Jeremy, we'll get there. Can't wait. Anyone else missing today?
Jeremy is also shot.
What? Yeah.
Okay,
so our question, which we're going to face today, is why would you disagree with Ephruna logically? When Ephruna says makes logical sense, these are effective processes. Malatzah, let's just read the Malatzah. Well, I'm getting my notes ready. Someone please read the Malatzah, please. First person to find it. Malatzah. I'm organizing myself here. Right. Lamar tries to reroot the Malatzah, but there's something very unique about the Malatzah that Chuba doesn't have. What's that unique factor? Okay, Malatzah Ashava Shekin Yeshin Bal Karchach. Now, why is that relevant for the Malatzah? If I say, okay, Moshe and Rafi and Yaakov are invited to my house, if you want to learn that Rafim can also come, say, wait a second. Moshe, Rafi, and Yaakov have E's in their name, let's just say, and Rachman doesn't. But E isn't relevant. The criteria of coming to my house shouldn't be based on letters in your name. If I say Rafi, Moshe, and Yaakov are MTA boys, and you know what else? They're also very polite. I'm sorry, Moshe, Rafi, and Yaakov. Rachman is just a hooligan. Okay, so that may impact why you shouldn't come to my house. I don't want to trash the house. So when you break an LCD, when you break Atzad HaShava, in theory, you want that breaking point to be relevant, not just different. It's really important. So we'll try to come back to this later. Okay, Kiddushe, Kesef, B, and Shtar are similar, Chuppah similar, but they have something Chuppah doesn't. Yeah, you know what they have? They have a Yud in their name, and Chuppah doesn't make believe. Who cares? Who cares how they're written? So why is it important to me that Bia, Kesef, and Shtar are Baal Karchach? We haven't started yet. No question. Let's circle back to this. So let's start our sugya, but keep in mind we have a Matzad and we have a potential breaker for the Matzad. And then that's even before Rava comes and doesn't break the Matzad, but tries to disrupt it on some other level. What's wrong with Erfuna? Why can you not reformat Chuppah, not only as an Isuin trigger, but as a Kiddushin trigger? What's wrong? Why would you disagree with Ephruna? Makes sense. There's a halachic capacity to Chuppah. Chuppah is a halachic act. Chuppah creates a chalos. Why can't I use Chuppah to create a chalos Kiddushin instead of using Chuppah to create a chalos Nisuin? What's wrong? Ilan, what would you say? This is the question, right? This is the core of the sugya.
Chuppah isn't really creating clothes, it's more of creating the mitzias of them just happening to be married. It's not
okay. So what you mean to say is reformulate your statement. It's a deeper chiddush in Nisuin. Nisuin is a different type of a chalos. Hence, chuppah isn't the trigger. Our assumption is that chuppah is a chalos trigger because it affects Nisuin. But Nisuin is this oddball chalos, it's very different from all the chaloses in the book, then maybe we can't just assume that chuppah is a chalos trigger. That's an extreme version. Let's go a little smaller. Let's go a little more minimalist. Always work up slowly. You're absolutely right, and dozens of people say this in the sugya, and we'll say it also. But do we have to get there? Let's assume Nisuin is a chalos, and Kiddushin is a chalos. If chuppah can create the chalos Nisuin because it's a chalos trigger, why can't it trigger the chalos of Kiddushin? What's wrong with them? What does this have to do, Joey, with the whole Mordechai conversation? Tell me something about the Mordechai's conversation that's relevant to this disabling of Ephruna.
So Mordechai says that sometimes chuppah can occur before fusion.
Okay, so the Mordechai's assumption is, distill it, crystallize it, that the chalos nisuin and the chalos kiddushin
are
autonomous. And not only are they autonomous, they're also there are two statements here. They're autonomous, and they're also, this is going to become important later, non-sequential. They're interchangeable. Those are two totally separate issues in Shas. A, is it one process? B, even if they're two parts of the process, they may be, you can't give truma for your mafresh truma unless you hold like bare. Now, if Rosh is truma and Nesina is truma, our autonomous is chalos. First I'm mafresh the truma, then I give the truma. But there's a sequence. Presumably, Mila and Tfila, according to the Rosh Min Yavamas. Mila for a ger is one chalos, Tfila is another chalos. I can't swap them. So the Mordechai is assuming that the chalos nisuin, which chuppah triggers, is autonomous, and I'm always going to say this under my breath, and also non-sequential, because we'll get to it later, but certainly autonomous. If you disagree with the Mordechai, which we'll see in a moment, then one powerful way to disagree is what? They're not autonomous. What does it mean they're not autonomous? They're all one process. If they're all one process, then chuppah is not a
close starter.
It's a
close ender.
Baseball fans?
It's a closer, not a starter.
Well, starter's not really a thing anymore.
In the old days, before pitchers wimped out. Pitchers had guts. So what, your arms broke. Get out there. Right? When you guys say the word, when you guys say these two words, we have to start rolling our eyes. Pitch count. No, pitch count. Pitch count. Get out there. Pitch yesterday, pitch again. Closers can't be starters. Okay, so let's talk about the Mordechai. What's the Mordechai's first nafka mean? Interesting question. Keep this in mind. Good lumnus for your chassan's tish. What is the Mordechai addressing? What issue is the Mordechai wrestling with in the first piece I gave you? No, it's the second part. Okay, what issue? Say it like a lamdan. Ret via lamdan. What issue is he dealing with? Two words. Nusach habracha. You've got to get these terms into your blood. Nusach habracha. What's the problem with the nusach habracha? Why is a nusach habracha chuppah v'kiddushin? It should be hamavarecha amikadosh am Yisrael al yedei kiddushin v'chuppah. Okay, that's the question. I heard from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, zechron levracha, zechazadik levracha, that there's a variant girsa that avoids this question entirely. Not aydei chuppah v'kiddushin, but amikadosh am Yisrael aydei chuppah b'kiddushin with the base. Which means that chuppah comes after kiddushin. Chuppah b'kiddushin, like Lisa Isha b'via, like the Rambam, Lisa Isha b'ksuva b'kiddushin. But our gear says, I de chuppah v'kiddushin, why is chuppah first? So what does the Mordechai answer? Because sometimes it is first. If you want to, you can make it first. That's the Mordechai's answer. Chazal restructured the bracha. 99% of the times it's Kiddushin and Chuppah, or actually not, because if you walk into the Chuppah, as we do, in those days there was a complete split between the Chuppah and the Kiddushin. Kiddushin happened in the backyard. Chuppah happened a year later, let's say, under what we call Chuppah. Again, the word Chuppah is a category. We'll see what falls into that category, but let's just assume that the category reflects the actual implementation. You walk into this symbolic home, so it's clear that Kiddushin happened before Chuppah. But at a certain point, already by the days of the Mordechai, already in medieval Europe, they collapsed the two. And not only did they collapse the two, but they scheduled both, they positioned both under the chuppah. You can collapse the two and say, look, the Chassan's Tish will do a Kiddushin, and Chassan will come to the Kal and do a Kiddushin, and then later will. Today, many, many people, you can tell a brisker at a wedding. Like a little, all the Minhagim and briskers have at weddings. So one of the Minhagim and briskers is that one day on the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, which I didn't quote for you, in Samach Aleph, is that chuppah, as a nisuin trigger, is not the yichud, haroi libi, as the Rambam says, and not bringing her symbolically into your home, although those may also be, but also covering her hair. I think I quoted it in Beis Yosef, what we call badekin. So briskers are very, very makbit to have eidei badekin. Because if you hold like that day, and also that you need eidei kiyum for nisuin, which we'll see, then you should have eidei badekin. So my son's wedding, you know, there was a rub there, he was a little younger, he was high condition, but I was like, also being the traffic cop, I said, we're not walking to the Badekin until you're, you know, where your Edoms, because you have to plan this ahead of time, because if the Edom don't position themselves, then it's very awkward for them, like everyone makes a big opening and the Edom walk down. No, it's not supposed to be, he's supposed to be there ahead of time. right near the badekin so that you can see it. That's one of the ways you can tell a brisker wedding, if there's Edei badekin. Okay, another way, if you see the Masada Kiddushin with his hand shaking, doesn't mean it doesn't have a steady hand. Why is his hand shaking? Okay, because al pi halacha, the Masada Kiddushin makes the bar piragaf and he has to drink. That's not right for the Masada Kiddushin to drink, it's for the Chasen Kala to drink. So when no one sees, you shake your hand a little wine falls on your finger, and then when everyone's looking at the chasen, you go like this. I'm great at it, okay? If you're about me with Masada Kiddushin, you won't even notice it, okay? It's jiggling a little bit. I give it to, you know, the father of the chasen and mother of the chasen. All eyes go to the chasen, Kala. You go like the sign. That would be so you go all these like little secrets, the brisker secrets. Okay. We'll continue. Okay, of course not during Corona times, but okay, fine. So they would have. Let's read the Mordechai together. Mordechai mekadesh amoyisah dechupa v'kiddushim shem dezimna mekadesh b'shas birchas anisul like we do. You mekadesh under the chupa v'as birchas chanasas chupa kodemus l'kiddushim. Right. Basically, for all intents and purposes, we're all going to be married like this. We're all going to be married nisul before kiddushim. Again, you could wiggle your way out. There's no das for the nisul until after the kiddushim, assuming das can play a role. But essentially, when you walk your kala under the chupa, you are executing a form of nisuin / chuppah before kiddushin. So unless you have really, really strong lambdas, which you can, sounds like we're all having nisuin before kiddushin, as the Mordechai intuits. Second Mordechai is in the Agos Mordechai of kiddushin. Okay. Question that was posed to Rashi. So this is really early, 11th century. One of the Edei kiddushin turned out to be a karov. Or the money wasn't a Shavapruta, so Rashi said, okay, no problem, be Makadish again. Whoa, wait a second, I give you Makadish again. Your Kiddushin will then be after Nisuin. Rashi said, no problem. There are autonomous processes. So it's the Hagos HaMordechai, it's a Mordechai in Ksivos, it's the Hagos HaMordechai in Kiddushin, Shem Rashi. And which third Rishon completes the trifecta? The Ritva. What's the Ritva's question? Slow it down. Go through the steps. The Gemara is questioning whether, what's the Gemara? What's the Kasha? What's the answer? What's the Chiddush? Four levels. The Gemara is liberating whether? Tchilas Bia or Sof Bia. The Gemara wants to assume Tchilas Bia. What's the proof? Kohen Gadol. Because if it was Sof Bia, then the Kohen Gadol would be performing Kiddushin on a Be'ula. And you can't. What's the Ritva's question? Okay, so we proved Tchilas Bia. So the Kiddushin happens in Tchilas Bia, but what's the Ritva's question? Yosef? You still haven't solved anything because the Nisun's with a Be'ula. What's the Ritva's assumption? That for Kohen Gadol, the Isser of a Be'ula is not just for, but also Nisun. That's a big assumption here. Not our business right now. It's a Yevamos issue. But let's follow the Ritva. What's the Ritva's answer? Fourth level? He did Chuppah before Shaloka Derech Bia. Oh. You do chal before kiddushin. Answer is yes. If Kohen Gadol could do it, it's good for me. Kohen Gadol does it. Yom Kippur, it's good for me. Right, his day is coming. Yom Kippur, day of the Kohen Gadol is coming. Nice to mention the Kohen Gadol. Okay, the Ritva, Rashi, and the Mordechai. Okay. So, if they are autonomous, as opposed to not autonomous. Not that Nisuin and Kiddushin are two totally different chaloses. The other approach is that they are one continuous process. Let me just articulate it for you. Nisuin intensifies the chalos of Kiddushin. There's a lot there to talk about. It intensifies the chalos of Kiddushin. But these are our questions today. We haven't yet talked about Refura. Now we're talking about Nisuin. Is the Nisuin a separate chalos? Or is Nisuin Gemar chalos Kiddushin? Two haaros, important haaros. First of all, don't confuse this question with the following question. Kiddushin Nisuin. Two mitzvahs? One mitzvah. What do we see in the Nafgamina? Two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? Bracha. There's Birchas Ha'eris and Birchas HaMitzvah. It's only Tchilas HaMitzvah. Remember how the Kesef Mishnah used the one mitzvah concept to solve a kasha on the Rambam? Anyone know? Anyone I'm talking about right now? How the Kesef Mishnah used this idea to solve a problem in the Rambam? In that there's no mitzvah of Kiddushin. That was a problem with the Rambam. It sounded like a rush. So the Kesef Mishnah said that Rambam wouldn't mean. Remember, we saw Rabbeinu Avraham ben Oshel, Rambam. It's one mitzvah, and the Gemara Moed Kaddami. There's not the Gemara mitzvah. Any of this?
That's why it's called Roshos. It's all nomenclature.
Right. Take that back. Take that back, Erev Yom Kippur. Take it back. Do what we're doing. Okay, I said, that doesn't matter. You could read it differently. Okay. Two separate questions. One is mitzvahs, two is the halachic dynamics. You can in theory hold their one mitzvah, but they happen to be two separate chalosis, right? The big question is, are Frashas Truma and Nesinas Truma one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? They're clearly separate chalosis. So the integration at the level of mitzvahs, how many times Hashem sees this as a mitzvah, doesn't necessarily impact their integration mechanically, how they work. Okay, Reuben? That's the kasha on the Rambam. Number two, if Nisuin is the tail end of Kiddushin, maybe this would help us again at some very, very speculative level, and we're not going to spend too much time dealing with because it's high level. But remember, we wanted to know what Kiddushin really affects Kinyan, Ishus, or Isra Ishus Ish. What does it seem like Nisuin affects? What does it seem? You have to just take a stab. Ishus, right? That's pretty. That'll be. You could argue the point, but it seems like it's an Ishus trigger, Ilan, at some level. So if Nisuin is the intensifier, the augmenter, the scaler, the accelerator for Kiddushin, so it sounds like Kiddushin's chalos is defined as Ishus. If it's an accelerator, it has to be on the same frequency. If they're autonomous, you're free to say whatever you want about Kiddushin. In theory, Kiddushin is the Kinyan, Nisuin is the Ishus. But if it's that augmenter or accelerator, it seems to be taking whatever Kiddushin accomplished and intensifying it. So this question about how to define Nisuin could, in theory, shed some light on how to define. Again, these are very, very speculative tie-ins, but they're important to at least be aware that there are large questions. And we're talking about Nisuin, we're automatically referencing Kiddushin. It's in the room. It may be sitting on the lap of Nisuin, or maybe sitting next to Nisuin. But whatever you say about Nisuin is going to roll over to Kiddushin. Now, let's bring it back to our sugya. What's the best way to disable Rav Huna? Rav Huna says, chuppah is a trigger. If it can trigger Nisuin, it can trigger Kiddushin. What's the easiest way to disable? You're the anti-Rav Huna, the dechiyah of Rav Huna. If we're two separate chaloses, then in theory, Rav Huna is feasible. Yeah, I could argue, but in theory, I could say, look, chuppah is a chalos creator. If chuppah is a chalos creator, then I can use it to create chalos X. And if I want to, Ravi, I can use it to create chalos Y. That's my intent. I can use triggers. I can use any other triggers in the book. Just like kesef, I use for Amman, I can use it for Kiddushin. Chuppah that I can use for Nisan, I can use. But if chuppah isn't a chalos triggerer, it is a chalos finisher, intensifier, I can use it to launch a chalos. That would be the simple. Sorry, Avi. A lot of alumnus is not just getting the logic, but knowing how to structure it. If you get it wrong, you're still getting it right. You're still thinking categorically. I'll just take you some time. Don't get frustrated if you get it inverted. Getting it inverted is getting it. It just means you have to learn how to make those final. It's the pop out is still happening. You're thinking categorically. Namely, if I hold that they're separate chaloses, then I can hold like Rav Huna. Okay, this is not going to work. If I hold that it's one long chalos, then I can be docha. Because chuppah is a gomer, not mechil chalos. Now, who can say this? Which Rishonim cannot analyze the Machlokas this way? Rashi, Mordechai, Ritva. Because they all hold that they're separate chalosis, but they're all passing against Rav Huna. If I ask Rav Huna, okay, Rav Huna, what do you hold? Oh, I hold the separate chalosis. The separate chalosis. I'm sorry, the opposite, right? I'm sorry. Right. If you hold their separate chalosis, how do you then disagree with Rav Huna? That's what we'll talk about in a moment. What? Right, most Rishonim don't pass. Overwhelming Rishonim don't pass like Rav Huna.
Don't
pass like Rav Huna. So if you stack up, this is where you've got to start, and we'll think in a few moments and make some sharp looking. But if you feel that the logic of Rav Huna is similar to the logic of Rashi, the Ritva, and the Gosam Mordechai, then you expect those Rishonim to pass like Rav Huna, and they don't. So they may have to explain this machlokas differently, as we'll see towards the end of the shiur. It's not a question of whether they're autonomous or not, but Ilan, something similar to what you were saying. Okay, questions? Moshe?
Doesn't the fact that we have this halamina show that they must be separate choices?
It's not a halamina. The Gemara rejects Rav Huna and rejects it out of hand. Twice. Once when internal to Rav Huna, once when Rava comes and raises three chuvas.
So Rav Huna was the other way.
Rav Huna was entertaining you, right. Right.
Could you understand Rava saying exactly what you just said?
Yes, I think he does. We'll talk about that after I finish. I want a little more time with this. Yes, Abby.
If you only have two separate halosis, wouldn't one be influencing Kenya and one be influencing Jesus? So Chol wouldn't be able to cone us into just influencing.
Okay, so now you're saying, okay, any other questions? No, I'll use Abby's question, that even if I hold, follow the logic, even if I hold they're separate, I don't necessarily have to agree with Rav Huna. The only way to get to Rav Huna is to assume they're separate. If they're one long sequence, I can't hold like Rav Huna, because it's a finisher, it's not a starter.
No, because then you can say they're both dealing with Kenyan.
Yeah, but it doesn't launch a Kenyan. It only plays off of whatever condition accomplished. Follow it through. Okay? Now I'll be saying, can I still hold that they're separate chalos? If I'm the Mordechai, can I still disagree with Rav Huna? I'm sorry, if I'm the opposite way. If I am disagreeing with Rav Huna, can I still hold the separate chalosis? Why can I say they're separate chalosis and still disagree with Rav Huna?
Could be that just they're fundamentally different chalosis. You can't use something that triggers one voice for the other one.
Okay, that's what Avi was saying. One is Kenyan, one is Ishus. I said this before, maybe they're separate, but... Okay, that's what Ilan's saying, that's number three. That's what Ilan's saying, but we'll get to that. One option is... Okay, let me just make sure I'm building this for you properly. I know what I'm saying, I want to make sure you know what I'm saying. If I hold they're separate, I can still disagree with their formula, right? Why do I disagree? The formula is making basically two assumptions. A, they're separate, plus... Nisuin. Let me make sure I'm presenting this the right way. Okay, and we'll talk about that. I'll just give you a more simple approach. Okay, the question, let me repeat it again for clarity. I'm skipping a step, but that step's just going to make it even more complicated, okay? Mordechai, Rashi, and the Ritva. Chalosis. Happens to be a second level. They're not just separate, but they're not sequenced. But for our purposes right now, they're separate. Sometimes separation still has to be sequenced, but let's just assume right now. That's what I'm eliminating from here. They're separate. Rav Huna has two assumptions. What are Rav Huna's two assumptions? A, they're separate chalosis. And B, the trigger of that separate chalos can be reformatted for the chalos kedushin. You could disagree with Rav Huna on three levels. A, what's the first way we disagree? They're not separate chaloses, which would be all the people that strongly disagree with the Mordechai and the Ritva. Or, if your name is the Mordechai and the Ritva and you hold their separate chaloses and you allow one chalos to come before the other, Avi Bolson, however, the trigger of Nisuin can't be reformatted to you. If you, in the Mordechai's case, okay, you can have Nisuin through Chuppah before Kiddushin through Kesef. But now we're talking about using Chuppah for Kiddushin. So even if you feel that Chuppah creates its own Chalos, rather than just finishing the Chalos of Kiddushin, and it's a Chalos launcher, not just a Chalos finisher, and you can launch the chalos of Nisuin through Chuppah before the chalos of Kiddushin through Gezef, like the Mordechai and the Ritva and Rashi said, that doesn't mean you can use Chuppah as a trigger for Kiddushin. Chuppah can trigger Nisuin before Kiddushin, but Chuppah can't trigger Kiddushin. And we're going to talk about two ways why Chuppah can trigger Kiddushin. One is Avi's and one is Ilan's. Okay, so let's repeat it again. The easiest way to deflect Rav Huna, Rav Huna is making two assumptions. A, they're separate chaloses. If you don't make that assumption, if you don't start with the Mordechai, it's hard to imagine Rav Huna. They're separate chaloses. Chuppah isn't the finisher. Chuppah is his own chalos. If it has that capacity to launch a chalos nisuin, then it has the capacity, based on the LCD, Hatzad HaShava, to launch Kiddushin. That's Rav Huna's lima. Second assumption, not only the separate chaloses, but the trigger point for the chalos of Nisuin, which is not just a finisher, but it's a launcher, the trigger point can be reformatted for Kiddushin. Those who disagree with Rav Huna can disagree on two levels. Remember, there are two different ways to slug up Rav Huna in the Maskana. They could either say, Ephraim, Chuppah is not a chalos launcher, it's just a finisher. Or even though Chuppah is a chalos launcher of Nisuin,
you can't use it
for some reason to launch Kiddushin. Okay, that's the shell of the Gemara. That's the structure of the Gemara. Questions? Okay, Avi Bolson, what's an easy way to say why you can't? Ilan, I'm getting to you. What's a less categorical way to say that Chuppah launches an independent Chalos Nisuin, but it cannot launch an independent Chalos Kiddushin? What were you saying?
Because one is a Din
and Kinyan is a Din. Nisuin launches Ishus, separate from Kinyan. You could have Ishus before Kinyan, maybe, according to the Mordechai. If you're the Mordechai, but it can't launch a Kenyan because Kesef Shtar and B have to launch Kenyan.
How would that work for the other side? Like,
who? You have to say more than the other side.
That answer would imply that it's a Gemara Chalos Kiddushin, but they're both in Kenyan, so therefore
I didn't say both. They're both the same Chalos, and therefore you have to put Nisuin afterwards, and therefore if one isn't even conceivable. So let me say it differently. We're now trying to analyze the rejection of Rav Huna, even if you accept the Mordechai. If you don't accept the Mordechai and you feel like Nisuin is just a finisher, there's nothing to talk about. Rava. Even if you accept the Mordechai, because your name is the Mordechai, or your name is Rashi, or your name is the Ritva, how would you still reject Rav Huna? It's okay, they're separate chaloses, but I can't take Chuppah, which triggers a separate chalos Nisuin, and have a trigger Kiddushin. One way to say is what Avi says. Chuppah triggers chalos Nisuin, which is Ishus. It can't be used to trigger chalos Kiddushin, which is Kiddushin. So since the chalos which chuppah triggers is different from the chalos that we need for kiddushin, you can't sub in chuppah to trigger kiddushin. Ilan, thank you for your patience. Come back, Ari. We're going to need you for this. This is the lumdas of. I'm just going to throw things out. What were you saying, Ilan? Chuppah triggers and chuppah. Right. This is the lumdas sign. Chuppah triggers.
Not my one. It's only yesterday.
Chuppah, very little of what I'm saying today, sorry. Chuppah triggers a separate chalos. It's not just the finisher. If it were just the finisher, there'd be no way to even consider Rav Huna. It triggers a separate chalos. It's not that the chalos that it triggers is different, but Ilan, the manner of triggering the chalos. Chuppah creates a chalos in a very different way than Kesef Shtar and Bia create Kiddushin. We already talked about Reb Chaim's famous distinction in Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza, Perek Dalet, between chaloses which human beings trigger with their cognitive das as expressed by halachic activities, and halachic changes which are just based on reality, which human beings may be involved in or sometimes are not involved in. Basu b'chalav is a chalos, is based on reality without human involvement. Yerush is a change in the status of the item where humans are involved but not as creators but as part of the mousetrap, part of the landscape. Items that owners are still interested in can't be kept by the founders. Items that owners are no longer interested in, by definition, those are considered lost items. They can you don't create a new status, Joe, when you're Miyayish. If you're no longer interested in your lost lots, I can keep it. Those are items that have no address. Women whose husbands have died childless, if they continue living with the family, they're married to the family. If she embarrasses the family member who's recalcitrant in public, then the whole original marriage just fades and dissipates, even in Chalitza. Reb Chaim created two very, very different chaloses. Now that you've absorbed them a little more, I'll give you another example of a chalos which you don't create. It's called writing a get l'shma. You would think that writing a get l'shma means, oh, ho, ho, I'm writing a get, I'm giving it a status of l'shma, which it may be. Reb Chaim felt that writing the get l'shma is not, ho, ho, ho. Writing a get l'shma means gittin that were written by people who are aware of a particular divorce are oriented gittin. Gittin that were just written on an assembly line in a factory, they're not oriented gittin. It's not that you are, oh, ho, ho, giving it l'shma. It means you were writing a get for Jack and Jill. You weren't writing a get in China. You know, just piled off 100 gittin for Jack and Jill, 100 gittin for Jack and Jimmy, and just writing gittin, you know, just to be available. You're writing a get for those two people. You're not giving it, oh, ho, ho. It's just the get, it's a reaction. Just like if you want the item, it can't be kept. If you don't want the item, it can be kept. It was written with a particular couple in mind. It's a oriented get. It's a specific get made to order. When you call up Amazon, you want to order some special laptop. You know, I want this laptop to be my laptop. Add some RAM. It's not like the Amazon rep sitting in India saying, oh, I'm making this laptop lishma. No, it just means you're ordering it for you as opposed to just thousands that are lying in some warehouse in South Korea or something. You're just ordering your laptop. So you're ordering your get, a get, not, oh, 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 I'm creating. You're not creating a chalos. What were the three nafkaminas that we talked about in Reb Chaim? A. B. Well, not Reb Chaim, but we talked about that in Lamdas. Reb Chaim didn't mention it. It was mentioned Baal Peh, Bar Bochanan. Adim. Katan. Can a katan perform the chalos? And more abstractly, what level of the das you need. Cognitive, creative activities need what Reb Chaim called das. Where it's just the mitzias that happens on its own, then all you need is kavana. What about nisuin? Regular, good old nisuin. Not Reb Chuppah, not Reb Huna's Chuppah. Regular, good old-fashioned nisuin. When chuppah triggers nisuin, is chuppah like gittin, kiddushin, kinyan? Ho, ho, ho! I'm creating a status of a nisuin on the woman, like a kinyan and a gittin and a kiddushin. Ho, ho, ho! Or does the Torah just declare that when two people are together, then they're together? It's a reality. People live together. Remember the Rambam? Even before Halacha, Kodem Matan Torah. Basically, Nisuin is a pre-Matan Torah. There's no ho, ho, ho before Matan Torah. All the ho, ho, ho started Matan Torah. There's something built in, baked into the world that Halacha adopts and acknowledges that when people live together, they achieve a status. The status is not created by an abstract halachic activity symbolized by an action. The status just is part of like Matzah B'Chalav. It's a reality. Metzias, Mela. So, who held which late 19th century Danzigian rabbi held that it's not a chalos that you create? Actually, there were two. So, which of the two who lived in Danzig?
Where's Danzig?
Ukraine. It's Gdansk.
Poland.
Yes, Poland, Ukraine.
It's a port.
It's a port in Poland. Okay, so which Danzigian, Gdanskian rabbi held that it's not considered a chalos that you create, it's a metzius? No, he was a 19th century Polish rabbi.
He was from
Galicia. Galicia, Poland. None other than Rabbeinu Meir Simcha, the Ur Sameach, who wrote three svarim. What are the three svarim the Ur Sameach wrote? Okay. Why Meshechachma? Why do you call it Meshechachma? Meir Simcha Cohen. Meshechachma. Or Sameach. And the third sefer is Chedushei Rabbeinu Meir Simcha Lashas. Those are the three svarim he wrote.
Why
you held that? He was relative to his time pro-Zionistic. Relative, I believe. I have to check that. I'll do a fact check on that. Who was the other great gadol that lived in Danzig at the time? The Rugachava. Chayadam is a little bit earlier. He's 19th century. Okay, Rugachava. Yosef Rosen. He of the long hair. Either because he was a Nazir, or because it was Bittul Torah to get a haircut, or, as some say, he had psoriasis, and it was too painful to get a haircut. Probably one of the greatest, greatest pure intellects in the last, I mean, talk about intellectual capacity, like an atom bomb. So much so, it's hard to even read his Torah, because if you read the Tzafnas Paneach on the Rambam, he says, this is how he reads. He's a Rambam. Ayin Yushalmi Bikurim Beis Dalad, Ayin Mechilta, Ayin Biragra, Ayin Gwarnita, Tosus Vivamas. Hello? A little help here? Like, you could just be too smart for your own good, not for your own good, but just. Best line ever. What a great line. I think, right. Agnon once met the Rakachava. I wanted to introduce him to someone, Shai Agnon. I wanted to tell this person how bright he was. So he said, this is the Rakachava. You can create two Einsteins from his mind. And the Rakachava said, and with the leftovers, you can create an Agnon. With the leftovers, you can make an Agnon. So, only the Rakachava can have such a line like that. Anyway, my Zaidi once told me that when he visited the Rakachava offered him a chavrusis. If you stay with me, I'll learn with you. And my Zaidi said no. And like, I can imagine why he'd say no, because he'd be sitting there, okay, that doesn't make any sense. Like, it doesn't pay. Like, a lot of times in yeshiva, I want my son to come to Kosher along with a Shana Zayin guy. No, that's not going to help him. He'll just sit there, like, not knowing anything. You want to learn in your league. I want to learn with the Rebbe. I've heard this all the time when people go, the Rebbe's told me they'll learn with me all day. That's okay. In Gush, we're not going to learn with you all day. It's not good for you to learn with Rebbeim all day. Learn with people your age, your stage, go through, have Rebbeim helping you, but you don't want to learn with the Rakachava. Anyway, evidently, Danzig used to call the Rakachava the Goyin or the Eloi, and the Ur Sameach they'd call the Gadol. Like basically, they were noting that the Rakachava was like this incredible, brilliant mind, but he wasn't as, you know, when what the Ur Sameach was. Because sometimes your intellect is too strong that it nibbles away at all the other parts of your personality. So we're trying to help the smart boys in this room not to be too smart, because sometimes your smarts can nibble away at the other parts of whom you are in a really bad way. So there's something about the offset between, because they lived in the same period in Danzig. Again, the Gon or the Eloi, and the Ur Sameach was called the Gadol or the something of that nature. Anyway, so the Ur Sameach, once in a while, he has two questions. What's his first question? Do you need Eidei Kiyum for Nisun, Kuppah? Are the Briskers right? If the Ur Sameach were to come to one of my weddings, he'd be very angry with me. I had Eidei Badekin. He'd say, Mr. Tarragon, why do you have Eidei Badekin? I would say, because maybe Badekin is a form of Nisun. He says, who cares? You don't need it. He has a suffix. Which Tosafos disagreed with the Ur Sameach? Riazakin. Daf Yudim and Beis. Take a look from the first and the Riazakin. Janid Eidei Kiyum. Yudim and Beis. Beginning of the Daf. Chuppah hi shemiyachdim shneihem b'fnei rabim b'vayis echad levadam v'edim roim ha'yichud. Edim roim ha'yichud. Mefurish.
What was the name of the Gemara that we had in Nidhi?
That was in Gittin. It's assuming that they're together, you don't see the Bia, something else. Who, which 19th century great gadol named Rav Aryeh disagreed with? Rav Aryeh Heller. Actually, 18th century. Tzos, Avnei Miluim. Let's do some reading, guys. Let's do some reading. Here we are. V'nira l'fim ha'shakasa b'simen nunhei d'nisuin tzarech edim k'shem shem ha'kadish v'l edim ein choshun l'kidushin hachinam y'nisuin av'l edabu shel y'erva. What's the second question which Nira Samach wants to know in Hilchas Ishus? Can you make a t'nai? Or t'nai mistapek tuva im yesh t'nai b'chuppah. Which Gemara makes it sound like, he doesn't quote the Gemara, which Gemara makes it sound like there's no t'nai in chuppah? Yevamos nun kuf zayin. I bring Yevamos. Right, so Beis Shammai says you can't do miyun for nesuos, because if people see that tanim who are nasui, you can just disband the marriage, they'll say, oh, t'nai will work for nesuos. A person can make nesuos al t'nai. And it sounds like t'nai doesn't work for nesuos. At least it went to Beis Shammai. Now, what's unclear from the Gemara is, why does it not work for Nisuin? It sounds for many Rishonim, just to fill in the blanks if you didn't get this in Rashi, the reason that Beis Shammai would hold you can't make it tonight for Nisuin is not categorical, but psychological. That the excitement that the Chassan feels during Nisuin, from the onset or the immediacy of Bia, means that even if he makes tonight, yeah, forget it. This Nisuin should only work, Reuben, if it rains tomorrow. Then they're sitting there together and he's sexually aroused or he's excited about it. Maybe, let it roll. And then rain, no rain. Chibas Bia means he's machal the Tanai. So the lack of Tanai affecting Nisuin is not fundamental. Oh, what type of chalos is Nisuin? It's just psychological. He made the Tanai, he didn't take it seriously. It's called the Chilas Tanai. But the Or Samach is not understanding. He doesn't quote the Gemara Yevamos, but he's understanding that Nisuin isn't Tanayable, not because whatever Tanai you made, you don't really mean it. It's because fundamentally, ain't Tanai bin Nisuin. Just like fundamentally, where do we have this? One second, Elon. Where do we have this conversation before that there's a type of a chalos that you don't trigger through cognitive creative activity? It just happens automatically. What do we call? Kiddushe Bia. Now, Kiddushe Bia is a lot more tough to say this about. I didn't tell you this last week than today's year. Today's year is an easy ride. To say that the Chalos Nisuin is not something that human beings trigger creatively, but it happens automatically when you're together, is a lot easier than saying that Kiddushe Bia is a Metzias. Why? Why is it harder? Why was last week's year less, not less likely, but less compelling? No. Because last week we were saying that, listen to this, it's a very, very subtle lumdashah point, but it's a very, very important point. When you create chalos kiddushin through kesef and shtar, you are triggering it. It's chalos, it's the model a chalos, you need edikiyim, you need das, you can make a tana, you can make a shliach. And then the prospect to say, well, I'm creating the same chalos through a totally different construct, called Kiddushe Bia, which is a Metzias way to trigger it, is a tremendous chiddush. It's not off the board, but it's a tremendous chiddush. To say that the Torah envisions a chalos, but there are two access points in the chalos. You can either avi create a chalos kiddushin through a creative, cognitive trigger or kesef kiddushin. You can also just have Bia and it will happen. It's not illogical. It's just, here we're saying, Rafi, the entire chalos nisuin is always created by reality, not by abstract halachic transitions. No matter how you can, there's only one way. No matter what you use for chuppah, it's going to be the same thing. This chuppah, that chuppah, this chuppah, that chuppah. Nisuin is always a chalos. It doesn't need any kiyam. You can't make it tonight. What's the third nafkamina that I showed you in the Gosa Mordechai? Katan. Katan can have nisuin, even though Katan can't have kiddushin. What's the fourth nafkamina that the Rav brought? Talking about brisker. The Rav has a safer collected sefer of lectures called Madodech Midod. We'll see in a moment. So the Rav, this is the sign not just of a brisker, but of a YU brisker. Remember, there are two tracks to the brisker world. The primary track is, of course, what people call bris. There are, I don't know how many Bate Medrash in Yerushalayim, but Reb Velvel moved to Eretz Yisrael and started an empire called brisk. Evidently, I'm not part of that world, but evidently, like, if you want a good shidduch, you have to go through, at some point, the brisker, like, that's like the upper echelon. Oh, you learned in brisk, you'll get a better shidduch in that world. But then there's our brisk track, which is the Rav and all of the Rav Slamidim, YU, yeshivas that are inspired by YU, everybody who taught, so we're part of our cousin. When you walk down, you walked into the Meir Shalom and said, hey, cuz. So it's unlikely that briskers in Yerushalayim will have read the Rav's Machshavah Sefer called Madodech Midot. But if you read the Rav's Machshavah Sefer, Madodech Midot, or you happen to be in my shir, you know, if you read it, and I just photostat it for you because it's not digital, in a footnote, in a Machshava Sefer, the Rav launches into brisker lumber. So that's like hyper brisker. Even your brisker. I'm talking about Machshava, and I'm going to bring a footnote that has a whole shear of lumber. So let's read the Rav together. Reb Chaim Amar Davar Zeh Biyachas Lashitas Rebbeinu Nisingon. We'll get back to Nisingon. Yisod HaChiddush. We'll get back to Nisingon. Yisod HaChiddush, line number 3. Shebishah She'erisin Zikukin Medas Makne Kechokin Yani Atar. Erisin is a regular chalos. Nisun Inam Yisadim Al Das Makne. Cholim Heim, here's the key line number 5. Ay de chupa me'alem. The chalos nisun inline happens on its own. Amna me'chupa tzircha l'skayim. You need to do an act of chupa. Bram, however, ain't tzarech hakavan l'shem nisun mizdam chalos l'das makne. Okay? Be'inyin kiyom adavar azel, we'll get back to Rabbeinu Nisimgon, 7 lines from the bottom. For achidish, Reb Chaim agreed with the Arsamech, bidvar l'shitas harambam. Shame Adim, the Chutzim, the Kiyam Adar Rebbe Chalitza. Oh, actually, he didn't talk about Nisun, he just talks about the Reb Chaim. They talked about Chalitzim, Shem She'en Chalos Das, line number 4 from the bottom. Mishtayechas LaChalitza, there's no din of Das in Chalitza. Shaptur Ba Me'elav. Yifi, Yisod Zev, Api Chidushav Bechupa, She'en Fasas Bedas. The Rav says, I'm making a Chidush now. If you take the two Reb Chaims, A, the Reb Chaim that says you don't need Adikim for Chalitza. B, the Reb Chaim that says the Chupa is like Chalitza. I, Rabbi Soloveitchik, are going to say you don't need Adikim for Chalitza, like the Arsamech. You see that sandwich? A, Reb Chaim taught us you don't need Adikim for the model B, Chaluyas, like Chalitza. B, Reb Chaim taught us, based on a Nisengon that I'll mention in a moment, that Chup is a model B, Chalos. And so, if it's a model B, Chalos, you don't need Adikim, like the Arsamech. The fourth Nafka Mina, which is what the Rav pivots on, is Rebbeinu Nisengon. What's the Chiddush of Rebbeinu Nisengon? Quoted by Telsus and Daf Yod.
When we say,
what's the steer? Tell us this. Start with the steer. Start with the Gemara. The Gemara condition says
that it's
Tchilas Bir. Selfie. Kol Abal Daitol Selfie.
Right. But the Yivama Yivamos.
The Yivama says the condition is Tchilas
Bir.
So it's a steer. So we saw three answers. I don't remember the answers.
Either that, you know, really when we say Sophia here, we mean Hara.
Whose answer is that?
Rabbeinu Tam.
That the Gemara and Yivamos defines Bir. That's tzilas bia, what we call insertion. The Gemara Kedushin says, well, beginning of insertion, or when the Gemara uses the word bia after the conclusion of Yavamos, it means tzilas bia. So the word tzilas bia in Kedushin means tzilas bia. The word self bia in Kedushin means self tzilas bia. That's the Beinu Tam's answer.
The Rosh Hashanah and the Rivam both have different ways of formulating that.
But what were they? Just to know the answers. Just be curious. Make believe we're in high school. You have to know information. You have to think. You have to know information.
Means if you specify you're using using Ha'arah, or if you just leave after Ha'arah.
Okay. Rashba versus the Rivam. Tosfos quotes Rebbeinu Nisimgon. Now let's see the svar that I held out. I withheld from you. Withheld information. Also happens to be the Rivam. Withholding information. Tosfos quotes Rebbeinu Nisimgon, one of the Gaonim. Dahidi Yavamos, namely the Tchilas Bia Gemara, Ari Achar Kiddushin, Dehidi Osa Hara V'kinesua, Kimo Chupa. Ben Nisimgon said that for Kiddushin you need self Bia, because that's what people think about. For Nisun, even Tchilas Bia accomplishes it. Take a minute. And tell me what the Rav is saying, in your words. You all read it yesterday. Why does Tchilas Bia affect Nisuin, not Kiddushin? Kiddushin is only affected by Self Bia. What's the difference between the Chalos Kiddushin and the Chalos Nisuin? Chalos Kiddushin, Sof Bia. Chalos Nisuin, Tchilos Bia, Yonah.
For Kiddushin, you're trying to actually like trigger a Chalos with your action, so it needs to be the full action, it needs to be like the right sort of. For Nisuin, you're showing that you're married to her, so it's
so any intimacy is enough.
Right.
When you're using Bia as a halachic trigger, and again, now we're, Rabbi Nissim is calling, not accepting what I said last week, that Kiddusha Bia is also Messias. We're now assuming Kiddusha Bia is like Kiddusha Kesef, Kiddusha Shtar is the trigger point. When you trigger, you need the full halachic Maisa Bia, or slightly different, where your Das is, and your Das is on the end, your Das only emerges from itself Bia. Nisun is a reality. When you're intimate with a woman, you're married to her, because it's already in the end after Erisin. Four nafkaminos potentially between Erisin and Nisuin, they're chaloses. A, Edekiyim. B, Tanai. C, Katan. D, Tchilas Bia Self Bia. E. I didn't say any E on the Makaros. Well, import. What did we see last week? Import an afgamina from the conversation last week. Shliach, maybe. Can you make a shliach v'nisun? Very good. F.
Heresh.
That's like a katan. But you're getting closer. Move out of the orbit a little more. Nachri. Does a Nachri have
nisun or some other type of
nisun? Right. Maybe a Nachri has nisun without kiddushin. Last week we were saying a Nachri has Kiddushe Bia because of Bulas Baal. Maybe a Nachri doesn't have Kiddushe Bia, all he has is Nisun. That would be meta lumbus. To dig into Nachri and see, does a Ashes Nachri have a Chalos Kiddushin or only a Chalos Nisun?
Wasn't that a
Yeah, that wasn't in the Shir Kali.
But then you get into questions of, well, then why would he have you go?
Right. Tomorrow a little bit. G H I J K. Well, the essence of how to view this chalos may affect the manner in which we trigger or in which we enter the chalos. Namely, what nisuin is may affect what chuppah is. Which machlokas did you see yesterday about what chuppah is? Who holds what?
Rambam
holds chuppah is? Yichud Arai Labia. Ron holds chuppah is? An act of bringing her into your symbolic home.
Who said
that? The Ram. Which one of the two makes it sound like there's a symbolic act?
It's not necessarily true. Into your symbolic. How do you reverse that?
Stop! Listen, and then reverse. You can't drive your whole life in reverse. Unless you're a stuntman. Let me stuntman. Is this a machlokas? Did the Ron view Nisuin more as a chalos that you trigger with a highly symbolic act like Kesef and Shtar, bring her into it, not your home, into a symbolic area, you're doing a symbolic act to cognitively trigger, whereas the Rambam felt that maybe Nisuin is just an automatic chalos if you're together in the same room for long enough, not the act of bringing, let's say a spaceship lifts you up, hi Elvis, and then drops you down into your yichud. You don't go into Elvis. I gotta go now. It's my wedding. Jimmy Hoffa. The chevra's all there. All the people abducted by aliens. I thought you were buried in a giant stadium. No, I'm abducted by aliens. And then the spaceship drops you and your wife into the yichud room. You didn't walk into the yichud room. You just dropped into the yichud room. But you were in the yichud for a shir or a beer. You don't need a mice of yichud. You just need to have yichud. As opposed to the Ron who says you need a mice of chnas of the reshusa. In fact, stunningly, see if you can pick this out. What else does the Ron add that we don't know, that none of the Rishonim know? Well, it's like, oh, that's interesting. That makes me think why other Rishonim didn't even worry about that issue.
Yes, the
shame is.
Read the Ron carefully. Whoa! there's a pasuk for an Nisuin. What's the pasuk? Well, where's the pasuk according to the other Rishonim? Why doesn't the Gemara quote a pasuk? We spent the whole hour worrying about Pesukim for Kiddushin. Maybe a little love for Nisuin? Like maybe Minah and Emili? Can you give me a Minah and Emili? Maybe you don't need a Minah and Emili. Ram Lashitaso, it's an action with a Pesuk. Maybe Ramam Lashitaso, it's a Mitzias without a Pesuk. Remember, even when we talk about Kedusha Bia, we don't really have a pasuk. We have a description of Bulas Baal. Not... So this is a major, 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 major question. Understanding Chalos Nisuin. Didi.
I was just going to add, isn't the Archot Chag even more radical opinion?
Archot.
Of the Ran?
Yeah.
Saying that it's like that it's all about the Chiddush. It's the Chiddush Nisuin. Even more radical
than the bronze. Okay, yeah, it's just an extension. We're even more symbolic, more abstract. Yeah. Well, which Amorayim may have been talking about this question, Eli? Well, we'll get to Vayi Rava tomorrow a little bit, but certainly the Rav Huna, not Rav Huna. If Rav Huna feels that you can take a Kiddushin triggerer and use it to trigger Nisuin, what's he assuming? The chaloses are the same. And the trigger for one can be used as a trigger for another. Again, if one has to make two assumptions. A, chuppah is not a relief pitcher, it's a starter. B, it starts in the same way, it's a right-hander and not a left-hander, let's say. It's a baseball pitcher, not a cricket pitcher. You can be a starter in cricket and starter in baseball, but you can't take a cricket pitcher and move him into baseball. So you can't take a relief pitcher and move him over. So you have to assume chuppah is not a relief pitcher, it's not a finisher. It's autonomous, like the Mordechai. And he also has to assume that it's a baseball pitcher, not a cricket pitcher. It creates the same type of chalos, then you can reformat it, and then I can move it over. I can disagree with Avuna one or two ways. I can either disagree with Avuna the way he started with, nah, it's just a finisher. Mordechai's wrong. I can disagree as many people, Elon. It's a trigger, but it's a different type of trigger. It doesn't trigger a chalos in the cognitive creative way. It triggers it just by reality. It starts, it's an autonomous chalos nisuin that chuppah triggers, but not crafting it, not ho-ho-ho. It's just you create nisuin in total, an autonomous chalos, by just being with the woman. So chuppah isn't a kinyan, kiddushin, gittin type trigger. It's a, you want to use chuppah for chalitza, we can talk about it. You want to use chuppah for yibum, we can talk about it. You want to use chuppah to write a get, whatever that means. It belongs to a different category. It's an action, not a halachic crafting. And you can't use chuppah. There are two ways to disagree with Rav Huna. I'll say this again. We're going to stop here because I want you to have time to edit. We'll look at Rabbah and Abaye and the Gemara's language. And think carefully about what happens before Rabbah's questions. Rav Huna had to say two things. A, chuppah is not just the tail end of Kiddushin. If it's just the tail end, it's hard to start the conversation. Chuppah just accelerates and scales and intensifies whatever Kiddushin did. Let's say Ishus. Chuppah can only work if Kiddushin has begun the process. Period. It's a finisher. Rav Huna has to say it's a starter. It starts an autonomous process. Like the Mordechai. Again, the Mordechai is two chidushim. A, it's autonomous. B, you can flip them. If Huna isn't flipping yet, if Huna is just saying, I want chuppah to be used for kiddushin. But he is saying they're autonomous. And that chuppah creates statuses, creates the status of Nisuin. It's a status transitioner. And since it transitions the autonomous status of Nisuin, I want to use it to transition the autonomous status of kiddushin. B, Rav Huna say not only that, but the mechanics of the Chalos Kiddushin are similar to the mechanics of the Chalos Nisuin. And therefore, I can take a trigger from mechanic A and mechanic B, because A and B are pretty much the same. But if Kiddushin and Nisuin, even if they're autonomous, they're totally different processes. So you can't use a trigger of a mitzias chalos to trigger a cognitive chalos. Because chuppah is not a cognitive thing. It's not something you need in. Even a katan can do it. Even can't make it tonight. It's just reality. You live together. You're nasim. That reality is insufficient for kiddushin. Kiddushin needs something more abstract, something you create, something with das, something you grab. And this is where we'll end before I answer questions, or after I answer questions. Two ways to disagree with Rav Huna. Either, you know, chuppah is just a complete, it's just a finishing thing. Or chuppah is a separate chalos trigger point, but it triggers chalos nisuin in a way that can't be replicated or exported to kiddushin, because arriving at nisuin is a very different trail than arriving at kiddushin. Arriving at nisuin is a metziah. So if you live with a woman, you're nasir. You can't say, oh, I'll live with a woman, she's my oris. To make a woman an oris, you have to engage in a very, very different type of chalos crafting. You have to do a ho ho ho, you're my oris. How do you do ho ho ho, kesef, shtar, maybe beer? Chuppah is not an act of ho ho ho. Chuppah is just, if you live together, you're nasir. If you don't want the item, it can be kept. If you embarrass the yavam in public, marriage is dissipated. If you continue the marriage, you continue living together. Can you marry a woman through basu b'chalav? I'm going to put some chalav on the woman's body. Oh, basu b'chalav, we're married. Of course not. If they use a halachic, to wake some of you guys up, to use a halachic trigger. We thought that chuppah was a halachic trigger. I'm giving away some of the state secrets now. We thought, oh, it's Adah Shabbat, they're all triggers, just use a different trigger point. What if we decide that chuppah is not a cognitive trigger, it's just if you live together, you're married. It's a mitzias, and therefore you can't use a mitzias entree to create kiddushin that needs a physical, a cognitive halachic act of das. Very well.
Avi. So that would depend what you just said, if kiddushin was a kinyan or a peirah, because if it's a peirah,
no,
if kiddushin and yisur are both mitzias.
No. Okay, you're going to think about that comment and tell me what's wrong. Okay. No, you think about it, write it down. I'll give you a hint, okay? Avi knows, it's so much alumnus is learning which level you're at, okay? Avi, I'm at this level, you're two levels down the parking lot. Tell me why you're two levels down the parking lot, okay? Josh?
Within Rav Huna's world, and like his Sadashava and stuff, why not like say like Kesef works for like Nisuin? Like, does it work both ways?
It's a good question, Tosus and Makaris. Two more minutes. Ryan.
Isn't the other new room left out for the whole Nidikium discussion by saying that you can hold that it's a Nitzius, and even so you need Nidikium to establish a Nitzius?
Okay. The logic that seemed to be popular for the last 250 years since the Avnei Milurim sounds like everyone, again, we like to believe in the larger sense that Chaim wasn't reinventing the wheel. Chaim was inventing language and terminology to make things more organized.
There
all these conversations were taking place. Reb Chaim came up with this chilek, das, kavana, this type, that type. It was just in the water. Everyone's talking about it, but they're talking about it like in codes and through pilpulim. And that's why after your brisket, you go back and read the Pnei Yehoshua. Yup, that's what he hoped. And you have the tools to see. Reb Chaim gave us tools, sharp definitions, methodology. But so you're trying to break that connection and say that no, that maybe there are people out there who will require Eidekim even for instance.
And then Tosafot Shirazaki isn't necessarily putting this up with you.
Okay. And if that more, you have to find the breaking point. Why are Eidekim necessary? They're necessary for Das. If so, does it need Das? Yeah, there are two or three ways to say what you just said. Okay, Yonah.
According to the Rambam, if a guy and his Arusha get stuck in a room together, does that work as necessary for them even if they don't work?
No, you can't have contrary das, and you have to, and if they're drunk, it won't work either. You have to be aware. But you don't have to sit there in the room. And it reminds me of a great story, okay? Great moment of me acting like a total idiot, okay? So I know you like these stories. Now everyone, okay, Avron's putting on his glasses. Hashem Yichud Kutcher Brecho Shchita, he's like, Mahini Mukhim, as he went to enjoy making Rabbi Tarek and making fun of himself. Okay. For some reason, my wife married me. Okay, I don't know why, okay? But, like, if all the other reasons not to marry me weren't enough, I gave her good ample reason. First of all, I told her, what? First of all, I told her that if we get married, here's the tonight, I'm going to do Milo on our children. It sounds like super brisker. Moshe has a whole mahalich. Evidently, Rav Moshe did Milo on the Rav, No, Reb Chaim did Milon Reb Moshe, but not on Reb Velvel. Because the briskas of Hal Mahalich, that's a mitzvah shebegufa. So it's just, but it's not that hard. Especially if you're a doctor, you're essentially, the foreskin is very flexible. It's like rubber. You pull it up, you put a clamp, and you just, it's like cutting. I know. So you're a little more squeamish. But there's actually a Misa in New Zealand. Yeah, New Zealand this past period. New Zealand does not have a moel. So New Zealand, whenever there's a mila, they just bring in a moel from Australia. And during the last couple of months, they couldn't bring anyone in because New Zealand's very strict in coronavirus limitations. You can't fly in. So there, I read about one story, but someone told me it's a second story, where they're waiting, and their mother said, we can't wait. So the father or the doctor, I think maybe the father, did the mila, but under supervision of doctors. And again, if you have to, it's not... If Tzipora can do it with a rock, you can do it. Put it that way. Throw it to go. Okay. Chop, chop, chop. Time's wasted. Chop, chop, chop. I see the snake. I see the mala. I'm just cutting. Okay. So that didn't really happen. I didn't do any of my kids' meals. Don't worry. But I spent the whole week before the chuppah. Okay. We didn't have WhatsApps, so we used phones. And we only had one phone in the house, so we were hugging the phone, my wife and I. The whole week. Before the chuppah, chazering over Reb Chaim with my wife, teaching her the difference between das and kavana, making sure that she had das during kiddushin, but assuring her she only needed kavana during kiddushin. I promise you. Now, why she didn't head for the hills at that point is beyond me. This guy's crazy. We got better, okay? Because Bichas Erisin is not really a din of Shtiyas Akas. You just have to drink, so it should be Bracha Lefatala. But Bichas Nisuan, the Shtiyas Ayayin, is part of the Simcha. So you need to have Pachas Nikisayas of the Bichas Erisin. But you should have more of the Bichas Nisuan Kos, of the Shtiyas Bichas Kos, but don't drink too much because then you chayv in Bracha Achrona. So I tell my wife, make sure you drink only a sip of the Bichas Erisin. But when they give you the Shemar Brachas Kav, you have a little more because it didn't shtiyah, but don't drink it. Like, talk about Siyat Deshmaya. Kodesh Baruch Hu, for some reason, put into her head she should still marry me. But Bani Shalom gets the last laugh. Okay, the last laugh. I'm sitting there with my wife, a week-long das, kavana, this way, that way, brisker, yishana, Reb Chaim, yonei tekim. Okay, the night before the wedding, I didn't sleep a wink. I was nervous as Nelly. I didn't sleep a minute. I got to the wedding. I didn't have das. I did what the rabbi told me, put the ring and we're married. So Hashem, so chacham you call. Hashem got back at me, you know. I was so plastered and so exhausted. Okay, I'm married. You're laughing too loud. Let's go back to the business.